Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1395 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Wisdom Unplugged. This short nugget of wisdom includes an inspirational quote with a little bit of additional content for today's trek. Consider this your vitamin supplement of wisdom for today. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Paul Tillich, and it is, "Doubt isn't the opposite of faith, it is an element of faith." So today's snippet will be an element of faith. This quote may seem irrational or illogical, but when you really think about it, I believe it is entirely accurate. For if you have never doubted, how can you know what it is to experience faith? The best definition of faith is found in God's Word in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 11. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. We all experience doubts and fears. In some, it is more acute, but once they overcome those doubts and fears, the stronger their faith and courage can be. To have strong and lasting faith, we must know what it is to have doubted. It is not easy to live by faith because we all crave certainty. Our recent experiences from this pandemic have rocked many people's faith. Instinctively, we desire to have faith in our medical experts and even leading government officials. But as the days morph into weeks and now months, I see many who are losing their faith in those officials. I tend to be a very trusting person. I admit, though, that even my faith in some of what we are being told is turning into doubt, especially as I see the devastation that it is causing in many people's life through illness, loss of jobs, and businesses that may not survive. Yes, doubt is an essential element of faith. That is why when I begin to experience doubt and my faith becomes shaky, I turn to the one in whom my faith is grounded. Real and lasting faith must come from God. So how can we have this faith even in the midst of chaos? We are told in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. And that's a wrap for today's quote. If you'd like free access to my database of over 11,000 inspirational quotes, the link is available on the main page of wisdom-trek.com. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of wisdom, encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,394 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.